And of course, it is the second hour of the Weekend Breakfast Show. You know exactly what that means. It is the film review hour. Oh, but what's that? No Andy? Oh, yeah, that's right. He is ill again. Unfortunately, my partner in crime is not here today. No. What is this, man flu or something again? Well, either way, Andy, if you're listening, I hope you get better soon. But don't worry. Don't worry. I got this. I got this all under control. I've got my notes at the ready. I know what I'm going to say. And obviously, I know, as I've seen the film, how much I enjoyed it as well. Don't worry. Also, I have pestered Andy for his notes. So it's not just all about me and my notes. I have got his as well. He's not getting out of this that easy. So I will go through a summarization of Andy's notes towards the end of this hour before the rating. But of course, let's just get straight into the film review. And it is, of course, about The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. Now, this film, just to let you know a few facts about it before I get into the notes, it's classified 12A. The director is Francis Lawrence. The lead actors, of course, Jennifer Lawrence, Josh Hutcherson, and Liam Hemsworth. Now, the genre of this film, it is an adventure sci-fi, as you may have guessed already, and the running time is 123 minutes. A quick brief outline of it. When Katniss destroys the games, she goes to District 13 after District 12 is destroyed. She meets President Coyne, who convinces her to be the symbol of rebellion while trying to save Peter from the Capitol. So I might as well get straight into the intro, basically, the first bit of the film. I have to say, I'm going to talk about the intro and the pace, because it was a bit of, how shall I say this? It's different to what I expected this film to be. Let's put it that way. It was a very unusual start to the film, and it's quite quiet compared to the last two films as well. There's not as much action. The pace is a little bit slower compared to the first two films as well. And leading on from that, let's just go into the story. Don't worry, of course, there will be no spoilers in this, because I trust me, I hate spoilers as much as you, so I definitely won't be doing any of that. But just a little bit about it. You know, it's more story than action within this film. There are some cool action bits, don't get me wrong. There are a couple of them, you know, here and there within the film, but it is not, it's just not as action-packed as, you know, definitely what I expected. I expected to have a bit more action throughout the film, and especially when it didn't seem to have as much and it was getting towards the end of the film, you kind of expect maybe a bit of a climax, and there was a bit of a shocking twist and something towards the end, but not as much action in this film as I expected. So at least you're aware of that if you were to go see it. It's still a good film, but just be prepared and be aware that it is not as much action as the previous two Hunger Games films. This film is more about setting up the story for, I assume, the final part of the Hunger Games stories. It's more about piecing together as well what's happened since the last film. So kind of like the consequences and the outcomes of the actions of the characters from the previous films, if you've seen them. However, as well, as serious as this film is, I have to say it is quite a deep, serious film, very emotional. There are a few funny moments and comedic moments as well, a bit of comic relief, which is much needed, especially when you are going to be watching something that's quite sad for 2 hours. You know, you need a bit of comic relief in there. So, yeah, and just one final note about the story as well. It's more psychologically tense. Like, I was more tense regarding the psychology of the characters and the whole, how they've been affected from the previous films. It was more that sort of tension as opposed to any action in this film. So it was more psychologically tense than an action-based film. Okay, I've got more notes for you about The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. I've got music and some imagery, shots and locations. Don't forget as well, I've got the rating. And of course, it's Andy's not here. How dare you do this to me, Andy? I will have a summarization of his notes and his rating as well before the end of this hour. But let's have quite a catchy tune for you now. Macklemore with Can't Hold Us. Back to the film review now. So today I'm talking about The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1, which I was very excited to go and see, I have to say. Although, if you're wondering where Andy is, he's not here today. I am going solo. Unfortunately, he's not feeling too well, but I do hope he gets better soon so I can have a go at him. How dare he leave me? No, it's all good, of course. Hopefully he's back next week. But in the meantime, I got this on my own, and the next topic I'm going to discuss with you about this film is the music, which I thought was fantastic. I absolutely love the soundtrack. It's really good. It's very emotional. And there's a very chilling moment in the film as well. It's the song. They have a song in this film, and very chilling. And I absolutely love the song. So it gave me goosebumps. So that is all I have to say about the music, just that it was superb, very emotional. The song gave me chills and goosebumps and all of that. And let's move on to the imagery, shots and locations. Now, it's very different in this film to what we've had before, because obviously before it was mostly either in the capital or obviously in the games. Obviously, well done, Katniss. She destroyed the game, so there's not that this film. So they're in various different locations this time, and some really beautiful and lovely locations as well. So that's one note I have about it. In regards to the imagery and the shots, well, I have to say there's strong and at times quite disturbing imagery to show the severity of the situation, of course, the consequences of Katniss's actions from the previous film, and it's just very moving. It's gotten really serious. I mean, it was quite serious before, obviously, but it's just escalated to this new level.
You're listening to Tara Malik. Tara Malik on Gateway 97.8.
Right, it's time to wrap up the film review today. I'm talking about The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. It's a classified 12A. Now, the lead actors, of course, you may recognise them from the previous films, and they're quite top actors as well. Jennifer Lawrence, Josh Hutcherson and Liam Hemsworth. The film is an adventure sci-fi. It's just over 2 hours. When Katniss destroys the game, she goes to District 13 after District 12 is destroyed. She meets President Coyne, who convinces her to be the symbol of rebellion while trying to save Peter from the capital. Now, before I get into just some final notes and, of course, the rating, I have got a summarization of Andy's notes. Unfortunately, he couldn't be in today. Now, this is what he said. It's a hard one to summarize. The despair of her, as in Katniss, and supporting characters were played well. The change in place was welcomed. The sets and backgrounds were convincing. A little comedy now and then is worth mentioning. It may seem slower, but it's setting up for the final movie. And he said here as well that he can't wait. I have to say, I can't wait either. And the rating that he's given it, he's a bit cheeky, he hasn't given me an exact number, he's given me 6/7, and believe it or not, I was kind of the same as well. I'm borderline 6/10 for this film, but I think I'll give it a 7. It's just, I think I was kind of expecting a bit more action. I think it's still good, don't get me wrong. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence plays phenomenally well in this. It's absolutely believable, you know. However, there's not much character development in this. She's quite affected by what's happened in the previous films, as Andy's mentioned, the trauma of all the characters after what's happened in the previous films. But I don't know, I guess that I just was kind of expecting a little bit more development. And just a word of warning as well, there is not as much action as you would expect. However, still something that you need to go see, as it is a setup story-wise for the final film. So again, Andy and I are really looking forward to that one. He's given it a 6/7. I'm going to go with a 7. I'm really close to a 6, but I'm giving it a 7. And the actual rating that it has gotten is a 7.2.
Empire Cinema, Festival Leisure Park, Basildon. Showing the best films around.